Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowry moves to third. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Mize moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Irvin. Howell moves to second. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a line drive towards third. Irvin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth now playing first base. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Buddy Lively now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Howell moves to second. Buddy Lively is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lively hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lively fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 2 in the game. Coslow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirostek hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Danny Littlewiller pinch hits for Buddy Lively. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coslow is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahlcup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.